Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-end pressure jungle intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make it sound cool in isolation. We want it to feel tight, moody, DJ-friendly, and like it's actually pulling the listener toward a drop. That's a huge difference in drum and bass production. A lot of intros sound like loops. A proper intro sounds like a record. It has movement, it has intent, and it reveals just enough bass identity without giving the whole game away too early. So think of this lesson as arranging energy, not just stacking sounds. We're going to use chopped breaks, low-end anticipation, atmosphere, and automation to create that classic jungle pressure. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. If you want a more rolling feel, stay closer to 172. If you want the jungle energy a little sharper and more urgent, push toward 174 or 175. Now lay out a 16-bar intro structure. Don't treat all 16 bars the same. Give them a shape. In bars 1 to 4, keep it sparse and mysterious. Bars 5 to 8 should introduce a bass hint and more drum variation. Bars 9 to 12 can build the tension more clearly. Then bars 13 to 16 should feel like pre-drop pressure, a setup, a tease, and then a release into the next section. If you've got a reference track, drop it in and keep it low in the mix. You're not copying it. You're checking the energy curve, the density, and where the low end starts to become important. Now let's build the break foundation. Start with a classic break loop or a chop drum loop. If you've got a jungle break, slice it to a new MIDI track, so you can trigger the hits more precisely. That's really useful in Ableton because you can isolate snare hits, ghost notes, and little kick fragments, then arrange them like a conversation instead of a loop. A strong jungle intro usually doesn't need a huge amount of drum processing, but it does need control. On your drum group, try a little drum bus drive, maybe around 5 to 12%, just enough to add some grit. Use EQ8 to clean out anything below about 25 to 35 Hz, because that sub-rumble usually just eats headroom. And if the break feels too stiff, use the groove pool with a subtle swing. Just don't overcook it. You want bounce, not slop. Here's a really important teacher note. In jungle, the drums often define how the bass feels. So don't judge the low end while soloing the bass. Always check it with the break in context. Now let's design the low end pressure layer. We want two parts here. A clean sub layer and a movement layer. For the sub, keep it simple. Use operator, wave eatable or analog, and go for a sine or near sine tone. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Keep the note length short. This is not the place for stereo width or fancy modulation. You want the sub to feel grounded and confident, not flashy. For the movement layer, make a restyle or low mid bass in wave eatable. 2D-tuned saws works great, or any waveform with a little harmonic bite. Add some saturator or overdrive so it has attitude, then shape it with auto filter. If you want a little width, you can use chorus ensemble lightly, but keep the real low end centered. The goal is pressure, not a giant cloud. Now write the bass phrases carefully. In this kind of intro, the bass should feel like it's answering the drums. It should breathe with them. A good way to think about it is this. Bars 1 and 2 might have no bass at all, or just a single low hit at the end of a phrase. Bars 3 and 4 can bring in one or two short bass stabs. Bars 5 to 8 can open into a simple call and response pattern. Bars 9 to 12 can increase the frequency of the hits. Then bars 13 to 16 can tease more energy without fully becoming the drop. And here's a really useful trick. Use fewer notes than you think you need. In dark DNB, heaviness often comes from rhythm and movement, not from constant note density. If your bass feels too obvious, reduce the number of notes before you reduce the level. Now we get into the part that really makes this feel like an arrangement instead of a loop. Automation. On the movement bass layer, add auto filter and automate the cutoff across the 16 bars. In the early bars, keep it more closed and moody. As the intro develops, open it gradually so the bass feels like it's getting closer and heavier. Then in the final bars, open it up, and maybe pull it back sharply right before the drop. That contrast is what creates anticipation. You can also automate saturator drive. Start modestly, then bring in more drive as the tension rises. Just be careful not to flatten the sound. You want the bass to feel more urgent, not just louder and more distorted. This is a key point. Automation in Ableton Live 12 is part of the composition. It's not something you fix later. If the bass phrase stays the same but the filter movement evolves, the listener still feels progression. Now do the same kind of thinking with the drums. Small automation moves on the break bus can make the intro feel alive without rewriting the whole groove. You could automate the high end of EQ8 slightly, add a little more drum bus drive later in the intro, or send a snare hit into a short, filtered reverb before section change, and keep those reverbs short. Jungle and DNB get mushy fast if you drown the drums. A short, dark reverb on a snare accent can sound huge without wrecking the punch. High pass the reverb returns so the low end stays clean. A great move is to add a little fill around bar 7 or bar 15. Duplicate a break slice, make a tiny stutter, or throw one snare into a reverb or delay send. That kind of thing gives the intro a fingerprint. It tells the listener, this is developing, pay attention. Now bring in atmosphere and transition effects. A vinyl texture, field recording, filtered pad, or resampled noise layer can do a lot here. The trick is to keep it out of the way of the bass. High pass it so it doesn't sit in the sub or low mids. Then automate the level, so it becomes more present in the second half of the intro. You can use hybrid reverb, echo, auto filter, or even more experimental tools if you're in suite. But whatever you use, the atmospheric layer should support the groove, not smother it. One extra production mindset that helps a lot here is contrast pairs. Think dry versus wet, filtered versus open, tight versus wide, sparse versus busy. Jungle intros sound more expensive when the listener can clearly feel those shifts. Now let's shape the handoff into the drop. This is where the intro earns its keep. Don't let the loop just continue forever. In the last one or two bars, create a real change. Maybe you mute the sub for half a bar, then slam it back in on the drop. Maybe you close the bass filter sharply. Maybe you cut the drums for one beat and let a tail ring out. Maybe you use a reverse cymbal or impact hit to point the ear forward. A tiny silence can be more powerful than a huge riser, especially in jungle. If the drums are already busy, a clean drop setup is often stronger than overloading the transition. Also, check the low-end discipline. Put utility on the sub and make sure it stays mono. Keep width off the core sub. If you need width, let it live only in the upper harmonics or the movement layer. Use EQ to carve space if the break and bass are stepping on each other, especially around the low mids. If the intro still feels clear at a low listening volume, that's a really good sign. Here's a common mistake to avoid. Don't make the intro too full too early. If everything is already screaming in bar 1, there's nowhere for the track to go. Keep the first 4 bars emotionally ambiguous. Let the listener feel the mood before they know exactly what the drop is going to do. Another mistake is over-automating. You do not need 10 different parameters moving at once. Pick 2 or 3 main automation ideas per section and make them count. For example, filter cutoff, distortion drive, and reverb send is already plenty if the arrangement is smart. If you want to push this further, try resampling your bass movement layer after automation. Then chop the audio into new hits. That can give you a more broken, organic feel than MIDI alone, and it's especially useful if you want the intro to feel like it's evolving in a more detailed way. So to recap the big picture, build your intro around energy growth, not constant fullness. Use break edits, low-end phrasing, and automation to create bounce and pressure. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Let movement live in the upper bass harmonics. And finish with a clear handoff into the drop so the arrangement feels intentional and DJ-ready. As a quick practice challenge, build a 16-bar intro skeleton at 174 BPM. Chop your break into at least 3 variations. Create a sine-based sub and a dirtier movement bass. Write only 4 to 6 bass notes in the first 8 bars. Automate 1 filter cutoff, 1 distortion drive, and 1 send effect. Add 1 fill around bar 7 or 15. Then listen at low volume and ask yourself one question. Does this intro feel like it's pulling forward? If it feels static, don't add more notes first. Add more contrast. That's the Rebel Jungle lesson here. Alright, now let's build that pressure.